This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Earlier this week, we brought you part of my conversation with Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns. He was the lead sponsor in the U.S. Senate of an effort to repeal a small portion of the health care package that was approved by the democratically controlled Congress earlier this year. Specifically, it would take away a massive paperwork burden on business owners. According to the new law, they have to file a 1099 with the IRS for every vendor through which they spend more than $600. He says that would cripple many small businesses and also lead them to have to reduce some of the numbers of jobs that they are able to provide for folks in their areas. But of course, there are other economic issues facing Congress, and perhaps the biggest one is that of what to do with the soon-to-expire Bush tax cuts from 2001 and 2003. As you well know, through our reporting and probably elsewhere, the Democrats want to extend and make permanent all of the income tax cuts from 2001, except in the top tax bracket, those for the highest wage earners. Republicans say this is not the time to raise taxes on anyone, and tax cuts from 2001 should be extended across the board. So I asked Senator Johanns which side is going to win this fight and how he expects this to play out in the halls of Congress with a midterm election looming right around the corner.
Well, here's what I would say. I am with the group that says make them permanent. This has been our tax policy for the last 10 years. Little by little, we get more and more Democrats siding with us and saying we've got to extend these. We should not be raising taxes in the middle of a very, very tough recession. The other thing they recognize is, try as they may to try to gloss over this, many small businesses will be pulled into higher taxes. One lady called me this morning and said, you know, I do our taxes for our little business. We are very definitely middle-class people, and this is going to cost us $1,500 a year. Do what you can to try to help us. So I think little by little, we're coming to the realization that we've got to extend these things, and that's what we're going to keep hoping for. And my hope is that people will stand up to President Obama, who wants to make this a populist campaign speech. We need leadership. We need leadership on this economy, and this is just a piece of the overall puzzle.
Another issue, of course, the president has been talking about and finally passed this week, Senator, was his small business package. That's the legislation to which you tried to attach your amendment related to the paperwork from the health care bill and have that provision repealed. But what about the president's small business package by itself? He says it provides for more tax cuts, easier access to loans. Explain why Republicans are largely against this.
Well, there were some good things in this bill. This is a bill that you just can't outright say was a bad piece of legislation like the health care bill or the stimulus. But having said that, here's the problem with this legislation. Why would you say, well, we're going to give you greater access to credit and then pile up more paperwork? And it really is the 1099 problems that they refuse to fix, that the president demanded loyalty on that vote from his party members in the Senate. And now here we've got this mess of a 1099 problem. And so it won't be any consolation for me to go to small businesses and say, hey, you can get more credit, because most of them need more credit. Like, they need a kick in the pants. They tell me, look, Mike, I don't need another loan. I need customers. I need to build a business. I need less government regulation on my back. And so therein lies the problem with where the president is headed on this.
Senator, one last question before we let you go. Obviously, you had a few weeks back in your home state of Nebraska to listen to the folks directly. I know you have regular contact with them anyway, but especially over the summer recess, what were the common themes? What did you hear most over your break?
Yeah, I did 14 town halls, open events, and I'll tell you what I heard. People have had a bellyful of this administration's sweeping grand schemes, their experimentation with health care, with stimulus plans, with regulations, and on, and they think this administration is spending way too much money, borrowing way too much money. People are pretty frustrated. They're angry with Washington. They're saying, look, go back there. Do everything you can to bring some conservative fiscal principles to the management of our government, or this country will be in very serious trouble. And I heard that all over the state.
Senator, we'll have to call time there, unfortunately. Thank you so much again for your time.
Thank you.
Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.